Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Amen. When we meet the Holy Spirit, everything changes and makes sense, and everything is, we find everything because we are now truly walking with God Almighty. Amen. If there's one key, it might be that to walking with God and victory and knowing the Almighty God, you know, having the victory, being set free, being, that's what we want, right? We want, you know, what's the answer? What to victory and to, and it's of course Jesus Christ, but it's Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, the most beautiful being in the universe. There are other keys too. Of course, repentance, a broken and contrite spirit, seeking Him with our whole heart. You know, having that sincere, genuine, just walking with God, seeking Him with our whole heart. We don't have to do anything extreme. We don't have to fast for many days. Jesus one time told a man of God, "I'm more pleased if you just lead a fasted lifestyle." You know, we don't have to cry out. The answer really is a broken and contrite spirit in terms of like, okay, how is it that God's going to receive us? And it's when we, repenting and having that, the broken and contrite spirit, because we are sinners. And Jesus emphasized that so much. He talked about forgiveness. The parable of the unmerciful servant. And He said, "Forgive and you'll be forgiven." He said it so plainly. He said, if you forgive others of their sins, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive, your Father will not forgive you. You know, and that's, and I've told you this in some messages, that's a area I really need to work on. And I've been repenting and asking the Holy Spirit, just help me, help me. Amen. But He's so beautiful. So glorious and merciful and loving and long-suffering and patient and slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. Amen, amen. That's our great God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.